This is a freebie?
Yeah. Let's not call them broke boys. Let's. You said what?
Let me consult with my associate Tyler about whether we'll call them broke boys.
Yeah, don't get on talking to them.
Yeah. Street nigga for real, yeah. I'ma get the money, yeah, for real, yeah. Your hoe went fuck her in a grip, yeah. I wanna slap me on a grip, yeah. I just wanna be the king of the hip, yeah. Big slime ball, yeah, be for real, yeah. Y'all nigga win that for real, yeah. I'm the realest of the realest, yeah. I just be really killing, yeah. I just be really having digits.
What's up, boys? How you doing, boys?
What's up, bruh? What's up, mate?
What y'all been talking about?
Shit, the future, man.
When Tyler and I talk for the, like, 30 seconds to 3 minutes that it takes you to join the conversation, it's like the group chat on LSD. It's just like...
We're all over the fucking place.
Yeah, let me see. How long have we been... We've been talking for 7 minutes, and we hit feral hogs, the pork shoulder, living in the future, my family's trip to the snow, like...
The evolution of snowboarding...
Yeah.
Fucking 90s.
Yeah, that's right. X Games, like.
Fucking X Games. Shit.
What's crazy is on Instagram, the alt, like, my Explorer page. Tyler, are you familiar with an Explorer page? I'm sorry. Okay, well, basically, on Instagram, there's a Explorer page where it kind of, you know, it highlights the things that you're most interested in that they think you would like.
So, like, the motherfucking Netflix you may like
type. Yeah, basically. My Explorer page is boxing, basketball, and snowboarding. That's
where the fuck did snowboarding come from?
Bro, I watched the fuck out of some snowboarding videos, bro. Like, all it's like snowboarding, skiing, and also it's like animals too, like nature shit. But like, dude, it's funny you bring up snowboarding. That's like probably a solid third of the shit. That's on my fucking Discovery page. I love that shit. I've been watching those fucking, like, skateboard videos, all that type of shit for hellas. I don't kind of wish anything. I like the generation we grew up in, but if I would have grown up in this generation, I would have been a skater-ass motherfucker. Like, back in the day, like, that was some white boy shit. You know what I mean? Not so much anymore. Right. But not, I mean, if I was, you know, more comfortable with listening to Oasis and shit like that back in the 90s, I'd be a skater motherfucker right now. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't have a skateboard as a kid? I feel like the Ninja Turtles made skateboarding hot for our age.
That's it. That surprises me to learn that about John.
No, I did not have a skateboard, bro. Like, I hooped, I played baseball, and brushed my waves. That was it, bro. Like, I wasn't, nah, skateboarding, nah. I tried it, like, for, I'm not even joking, like, probably 7 minutes. And almost bust my ass. I was like, nope, not doing it. I rollerbladed for 3 days. Tried to go out down a hill once. Ended up, like, I have a scar on my, I ended up falling face forward. I don't know how I fell, like, forward going down the hill. Sit on my ass. But I have a scar on my fucking stomach still, and I have half a nipple, bro. From me just scraping all my shit, you know what I'm saying? God, yeah, so I stayed away from that shit. But I mean, if I would have been more open to it for sure. Like if it was.
I had the same experience, but I didn't get hurt that dramatically. I just stepped on it and fell on my ass, and I was like, all right, bro, we cool. Like, it was a great Christmas present though, but like, it just looked nice in the room. You know what I mean?
I used to ride the fuck out of a bike though. Like I for probably like 6 years, like I stayed on my bike, doing jumps and shit, riding through the woods and shit like that, creating jumps like trails in the woods, like jump trails and shit. I used to fuck with that shit, hellas, man. If I had access to like a actual like BMX trail or whatever, I'd probably have been really into that shit. I used to fuck with that shit, dummy.
were mongooses a big deal with y'all? Because those were like the fucking Bentleys of bikes for my
With the fucking pegs and shit.
Yes.
Hell yeah, nigga. Didn't they? They didn't have brakes either, did they? Like it was like the brakes were on the in the pedals, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. I fuck with that shit, dummy tough, bro. All that shit. Love that shit. But I guess let's talk about some things. This is a free one. This is a free joint.
This is a freebie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's not call them broke boys. Let's.
I don't know, man.
We will or will not call them broke boys.
You said what?
So let me consult with my associate Tyler about whether we'll call the broke boys.
Yeah, don't talk to the sign and come back to me and tell me how y'all are feeling. Tyler, I don't know if I can promise you that.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I just get the urge.
Everyone who doesn't know, you are listening to an episode of Jenkins and Jones, but for just $5, you can get 19 episodes that are up on our Patreon, so you should do that too, and not be a broke boy.
Positive reinforcement. You don't have to be a broke boy. That's what we're trying to indoctrinate your ass. You're not a broke boy yourself, man.
We want better for you.
What is really funny is y'all have said broke boy more because I said we shouldn't say it. And that's the exact way I respond to things. So I can do nothing but respect it. And also, it's very endearing. This is why I love you guys.
We say it with love.
Right, let's not do this. We're going to do it more. guys, let's not do this. How about I have another idea. Let's do it. But not only just do it more than we normally do it. Like that is my way of going about dealing with things that I want to do that people don't want me to do. Oh God, why are people like that? Are you guys generally like that, or is this just the situation?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Very few people like getting told what to do. You know what I mean? So like you ever been about
it was a suggestion. It was a suggestion. I wasn't telling y'all what to do.
Yeah. I know. But you ever been like about to do something and then someone reminds you to do what you're about to do and then you don't feel like doing what you're about to do because you feel like they're telling you what to do now?
No. What bothers me about that is you see me. You see me about to do it and then you ask me, motherfucker. You want me to do the dishes? What do you think I'm doing right now, my nigga? My nigga. My mom, I didn't say it to her in this manner, obviously, but my mom was great at that. And I would literally ask her, Mom, what do you think I'm doing? I wouldn't say, like, my nigga, all that shit, obviously, because I was young and she would beat the shit out of me. But but I'd be like, Mom, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think's happening right now? And she'd be like, I'm like, don't, that shit is not, that's not, bro, I hate that shit. It's like a pet peeve. I know exactly what you're talking about. But it makes you not want to do it at all. Like, you see me.
Shar is used to me saying to her, like, say I won't. You know what I mean? It's like anytime it's like, I'll be like, oh, one of us should do the dishes. She's like, I don't think we have time. And I'll be like, say I don't have time to do the dishes. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll make time to do it. Like, that's the way to get me.
I won't make the bed right now.
That's the way to get people to do things, saying they won't do them. You know what I mean?
Easily.
But that's also annoying, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, everything annoys me. Every fucking thing annoys me. Fuck, I said this on Twitter. If it doesn't include like oxtails and plantains, I don't want the shit, bro. Like, I don't, like everything fucking annoys me. But anyway, all right, let's. Mike, you wanted me to explain, I guess, before we get all the way started with the real shit. You wanted me to explain to you why I think you're a leap year baby.
Yes. Yeah, you said. I don't even remember how it came up, but I said something. Or your sister posted something on Instagram about. This is not day blank at a 365.
Yeah, she's being petty. I love it.
It's 366 days this year.
Yeah.
And so I said, thank you, Joy, for sticking up for us. And you just hit me with, like, the most feathered roast of all time. It was like, like, it makes sense to me that you're a leap year baby.
But I honestly, you operate in a space and in a way that makes me, that nothing surprises me anymore. You know what I'm saying? You'll say the most incredible things in a very casual way. Like, you know, you were like, you know, yeah, Billie Jean King celebrated my wife today. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like,
Okay, you meant it as a good thing. I feel you.
Yeah, okay. It's not because you're like a musty ass nigga. Like, you know, your musty ass would be a leak your baby. No,
happy birthday like that. Yeah.
No, it's like, you know, Mike, of course Mike's a fucking leap year baby. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's you're an interesting dude, bro. Like,
all right, I accept that.
Yeah. It wasn't like, I wasn't calling you a, Your whack ass would be a leap year, baby.
hey, that 366th day is Mike's day, man.
Right.
It only comes around every 4 years, bro.
Well, I always hated it. I mean, growing up, I always hated it because it's just like, I mean, I'm sure it's the same for like people who have a weird name or something, but you just hear the exact same joke from every single person. Every time.
So you're really like 4 years old now? I know you heard that all your fucking
life. Bro, like you say it with that voice, but you'll like a very intelligent person or a very stupid person will find that information out and they will both make the exact same joke to you as though they're the first person who's ever made the joke to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Neil deGrasse Tyson would find out that like I was born on a leap year and he'd be like, so you're 9 years old? And I'd be like, yep. 9 years old. There it is.
Never heard that one before in all of my years on this planet.
I said that in a way but I was just like, oh, so your birthday is only you only actually had your actual birthday 9 times.
You asked me a question.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to. Okay, yeah, I didn't want to be included in that.
I don't even hold it against people, bro. But it is like I would estimate that I've heard that joke like at least 1,000 times. You know what I mean?
How's it feel when your actual, you know, February 29th birthday rolls around? Does it feel any special, any different?
Oh, I mean, it's like so since I was 20, I mean, you know, Shar and I got together when I was 18. So since I was 20. I've been with her like every time I've had it. So she always does extra shit for me to make it kind of a special day. I don't really give a fuck about my birthday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd kind of rather like she's actually born the day after me. She was born on March 1st. So I'm always
supposed to be together. That is so fucking weird. And that doesn't surprise me either.
Me and I don't know if I told you, but me and my wife, we're fucking 3 days apart. She's born on the 28th.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, I pulled out
April 28th. I was born April 25th.
I pulled a smooth fucking line at the wedding off that shit, bro. You know what I mean? I got everybody with that fucking line. I'd always rather it be her birthday, bro. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't really give a shit about my birthday personally, but it's cool. I mean, you get a lot of free shit. You know what I mean? Like, I think last like 3 years ago, we got like free pizza. A free breakfast at this cafe in Long Beach. Like, people would just run shit like, oh, I got a free pair of Levi's 1 year.
Oh, wow. Levi's are slept on, though. They make good shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's free, so I don't even give a shit.
That's a good
free, you know what I mean? Like, people would just do like, oh, show ID, and it's like a funny promotion. But then for the 10 of us that actually were born on that day, it's like, okay, I'll take the free dinner. I mean, shit.
I mean, free shit is usually shit you don't actually want. You know what I mean? Like, usually when they're offering something free in life, it's like, you know, free dinner at Denny's. I don't give a fuck about it. I'd rather pay. You know what I mean? You got some Levi's. Those are like, you know, that's a free thing that people would actually appreciate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by that. Yeah.
We got free Pizza Hut. You know what I mean? So it's, I don't know. It's whatever. But for the most part, I would say it's more annoying than not annoying because shit doesn't work in the digital world either, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you try and put your birthday in to show what age you are or like to apply for some shit, and like half the time the thing won't let you put the day in. You know what I mean?
Do y'all give a fuck about any holidays anymore?
It all kind of depends on the days the holiday falls in. Like, if it doesn't fall on, like, a Friday or you know, or like some shit where it gives me a 3-day weekend or a 4-day weekend, I don't give a fuck about it, really, bro.
Okay. So if it gives you a long weekend, you don't care? Okay. Mike, what was that?
I care about the holidays my kids care about. So, like, we get geeked up for Halloween and Christmas and, you know, and Thanksgiving because their family's around and all that shit. But, I mean, I don't... Do I celebrate Easter? You know what I mean? Like, no.
I feel like I like being around my family. You know what I mean? So holidays are exciting for those reasons. You know what I mean? But, like, as far as a holiday itself, like, I think I'm gonna have to have kids to enjoy holidays again.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, what you making that point, I was like, if I had a child, like when you sent us like that fire ass Christmas picture with like, you know, all the presents that, you know, that your shorty's got, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yep.
Like, that's fire. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be excited to wake up and see my kids, you know what I'm saying? Like,
for happiest, sure.
You know what I mean? But like, you know, I don't, my stomach might hurt like a kid. Like, when you remember he's a kid and he was like, when is it 6:30 yet? You know what I mean? Like, fuck, I can't wait to get up and get these motherfucking shits. I might feel like that, you know what I mean? But it's interesting as an adult, like Christmas didn't even feel like Christmas until I got home and I was like, with my mom and my like siblings and shit, and I was like, okay. You know what I mean?
You guys had, do your siblings have kids? Did you have like little kids around for Christmas?
Nah, I'm the oldest, bro. And we, like, my sister is, like, yeah, I'm the oldest, and my sister, like the only one that might have kids, but Joy is extremely, like, a devout Christian.
And, right,
yeah,
right.
So she's not having kids until, you know, she's married, and that may be soon. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, no, yeah, we just woke up with our old-ass selves together, and we ate food together.
That's tight.
Yeah, that was cool. Like, that's my... Like, my sister's probably one of my favorite people on the planet. You know what I mean? Like, she might be. You know, I hate to say that. For people that it might hurt. Like, I love my... Like, I just being around her is just always guaranteed fun. You know what I'm saying? That's why I enjoy her. And then, like, my siblings as a whole are just fun. It's just fun being around them. My mom is the funniest person I know. By far. So, it's just fun being around them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like as I've gotten older, the best adult holiday is Memorial Day. You kick summer off with a 3-day weekend. Like, that's the number one fucking holiday on my list as an adult.
That's the most grill mastery shit you've ever said, bro.
God, that's some sandal wearing ass shit if I ever seen. Leather sandal wearing ass shit if I've ever heard it.
Go ahead. And it's a 3-day weekend with, you know, that kicks the summer off with fucking and you fire the grill up. Like, that's the best fucking holiday, bro.
That was fire as a kid too, because we would in my country ass, we'd always go to this fucking water park. And the whole city, all the high schools would go to this one water park. For that holiday. So yeah, that was a fun holiday as a kid for particular reasons, but it was always cool getting like fresh sneakers and shit. Like, I think getting a job and having responsibility and to be able to get the things that you want kind of ruins some holidays. Like, I don't give a fuck about my birthday. Like, I got the shoes that I wanted, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Or I didn't, because like they didn't matter to me anymore, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the things, I don't know, it doesn't, none of that shit, I think part of that, like, you know, changes things, like being able to get the things that you want. Like, you know, when I was a kid, I couldn't buy the Lego set I wanted. I had no fucking job, you know what I'm saying? I could get the fucking Pippins. I had to mow lines to get them motherfuckers. Like, that shit was going to take me like 6 weeks. So my mom getting it for my birthday. I was like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? I can spend this money on duckhead polos. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, it kind of changed the shit. But anyway, y'all want to talk about World War III? Why was that funny? That
I confess. I'm a mess when you're not here. I'm not complaining. know if I keep trying my best, you and me keep on holding hands. I don't think you understand. I just wanna be more than friends. I don't think you understand. I just wanna be more than friends. I just wanna be more than friends. Till the very end, and I know if I keep trying my best.
Why was that funny, that
trailer? Going from talking about birthdays to the potential end of the planet, or civilization as we know it. Nah. So for people that are under a rock, Trump chose to kill like the highest ranking general, like General Soleimani in Iran, through like a drone attack. Being that China and Russia are allies with Iran, people are saying that World War III could break out. And it ended up being one of the funniest nights on Twitter I have seen. I mean, what is that? We felt like a family again. It was 2014.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What are you saying?
I was going to say, it was like, you know, you tweeted out that, you know, the funny jokes about it, you know, prove that you can joke about anything as long as it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Lots of motherfuckers just aren't funny with the shit they joke about.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, when people react, it's not because of what you said, you know, because, like, people are like, I'm just joking. But, yeah, but it's not, we're not laughing. It's offensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't know the difference between that. Like, but after seeing old boy, the young man from Alabama, young man, I'm old. The young brother from Alabama. Him talking. Did y'all see him? Him talking about like him actually. I think he was in. Was he in Iraq or Iraq or Kuwait? But he was over in the Middle East, and he was that hasn't been funny since.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's a dude. He was talking about being in Iraq. He was like, "Yo," he said, "some of y'all were hilarious." Like. But, you know, send some positive vibes away. I'm in this shit right now. And he's like, for the brothers, the dudes that are coming from Fort Bragg, you know what I'm saying, being deployed, he's like, you know, I'll be here, you know, supporting y'all too. But it was kind of like, damn, nigga, like, this shit is real. I think I also seen, like, what was it, thousands of soldiers are being deployed to Kuwait. Did you see Iraq, the parliament voted to get us the fuck out of Iraq, the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like that was, I think, you know, that was like a important spot for us as far as like when it came to like fighting ISIS and shit. But like, they're like, man, we want ISIS out this motherfucker. We want y'all. We want Eric. Just leave us alone. Like, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, think about that. What if Iraq was to do that with, you know, on our soil? You know what I'm saying? If we had, you know, a general or, you know, somebody on American soil that they didn't fuck with, and they just, you know, they killed the man in a drone attack,
right?
How will we fuck with that?
I mean, yeah, I just think like that aspect of war is so completely lost to everyone in America. It's been, I mean, like, if, like, from Pearl Harbor to now, there's been what, like, three attacks actually on American soil.
Yeah.
And Pearl Harbor was in Hawaii, right? So like, I just don't think people can. I don't know, man. I just don't think we could really wrap our heads around that, like, at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah, once somebody said it's something interesting, she was like, you know, it's. Americans aren't panicking because Americans citizens aren't the people that would be dying. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, those fights aren't in America. You know, I mean, we fight them abroad.
Right.
But, yeah, man, like, Shit.
But I'll say this, bro. Like, I appreciated that night on Twitter of like everyone making jokes together, just because I didn't, for, you know, there are people who, and I understand it, like there are people who are saying, you know, it's really sick that people are making all these jokes or whatever. But for me personally, I know you guys are the same way. Like, nothing bad has ever happened to me in my life that I didn't make a joke out of, like, almost immediately.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just how I, that's how a lot of people process things. And I think that's one of, like you said, that's one of the things that I always gave Twitter that sort of family feel, was it was a bunch of people joking about fucked up shit together.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the you know, consistent theme with all the jokes is, I don't want to go to war. I'm scared that something bad's going to happen to us here, and this is how I'm coping it, right? So
yeah.
So right. There wasn't any punching down. It was people, it was gallows humor. It was people, you know, making light of how scared they personally mm-hmm. were. I mean, there were some tasteless jokes talking about, you know, killing Iranian kids, and fuck those jokes.
I didn't see that shit. I didn't see that,
yeah.
To be clear, when we talk about what was on Twitter, that's not what we were fucking
at all.
We're referencing the jokes Tyler's talking about. Yeah, I mean, and like, we made those jokes, bro. Like, 9/11 happened in September of my senior year of high school. And, like, I went to an inner-city high school. We had military recruiters in our government class. I believe 9/11 was a Tuesday. We had military recruiters in on Wednesday. Bruh. Like, everyone knew what was about to fucking happen. You know what I mean?
They almost got my ass, bro. My mom was like...
You saw the money, right?
Bro, right? My broke ass and shit, nigga. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm
they
living
almost
off...
got everyone, John. You know what I mean?
Listen, bro.
Oh, you're telling me you'll pay for college, and you know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's how the story of our family changed. Right. My grandpa went to World War II and then went to Rutgers on the GI Bill. You know what I mean? Like, that's what the history of the country is.
I'm living off of like $10 in a week and shit. My in college and shit. I see the motherfuckers in the military driving those nice cars that everybody was clowning about, you know, with the cool lights on the bottom of that shit, hitting gas and shit. That's when gas was rising too, man. Like, you hitting gas, or you got money to burn, literally. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm like, shit, I want in. My mom was like, nigga, if you don't get the fuck out my face with that shit, hell to the knob. Take your broke ass to college and be broke for 4 years, five in my case, until you get a motherfucking gig, nigga. But,
I ever tell you the story of how my mom kept my friend DJ out of the military, bro?
Uh-uh.
So like I said, we graduated high school in June after 9/11. This was like my best friend in high school. He and my other best friend, like, they would, they'd almost like come live with us when they needed to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so my mom felt really, very protective of him and like very motherly and everything. And that was his plan. He was like, I graduated high school and I'm going to join the military. We have a military base out here, like just on the other side of the city limit. So he went over there and they were like, oh, your knee's messed up. Like, he's kind of a heavier dude. So he was like, they were like, we want you to lose some weight. And so this dude was living with us like right after we graduated, and my mom made him all of his favorite food for like 4 weeks straight until it was time for his weigh-in shit. And, you know, he came back, he weighed like 10 pounds more than when they told him to go back and lose some weight and come see him in a month. And so they bounced him and he came home and my mom just like gave him a big hug and was like, all right, let's go get some ice cream.
Oh, shit. Does he appreciate that now?
Yeah, for sure. It all worked out. It all worked out for the better, for sure. But my mom was just like, dude, they're sending people over there right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
for sure. I mean, shit, when I was it? It was 01 when my freshman year of college. Yeah, so like 02, like, you know, they was, you know, obviously they was still, shit was still heavy, and they was, you know, they was all in the fucking on my college, looking around, snatching motherfuckers up, man, like, out too heavy, bro. Yeah, so they got a lot of us. Didn't get me.
They did, but just to Tyler's point, though, like, it's just like, people have the right to fucking joke about that, bro, because it's one thing for you to be in your mid-30s or some shit, but, I mean, it's still a lot of 19, 20, 21-year-olds on Twitter, and like I said, I remember that feeling. That you see shit starting to go down, you know, when people are talking about war, they're talking about you mm-hmm. and your friends. Just mm-hmm. like, even though I didn't go, we still have friends that graduated with us and ended up over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, so, of course, they're going to respond, you know, with dark humor and stuff like that. What do you want them to do? Just, like, issue a press release saying they're scared shitless? You know what I mean? Like,
they had me laughing shit, bro. I was hot. The thing is, I didn't want to laugh. That's how you know it was really funny. I didn't go on there to laugh at that shit. You know what I mean?
No.
They were making me laugh against my own will. That's how funny this shit was. them little kids was hilarious. Little kids. Did I age over since the last time we had a podcast? You know what I'm saying? Well, God damn, nigga. Yeah, fuck it. Shit. But, yeah, they had me crying. That shit was hilarious. But fuck Trump, though. Once again.
Yeah.
Did you see the options he had?
You read that story?
I read
it. He
changed his mind. Go ahead. Do you remember the breakdown?
I just saw that. I don't remember the breakdown of all the options, but yeah. I saw that they put killing this dude in there as a way of being like, this is such a ridiculous option that it would force him to choose one of the things they wanted
right,
him to choose.
Right, right.
And he was like, no, that sounds good.
No, he did choose something else. And then I forgot what else happened. They'll break it down in the daily. Not on this podcast, you won't hear it. But on the daily, you'll hear the breakdown on Monday. You know what I'm saying? What's his name? Babaro? The daily.
Yeah, that's not what this podcast is.
Yeah, that's not why you're here. Let's talk about Kevin Love.
I was off the drugs, I was off the drinks, I was off the vibes. Got nothing to hide, I'm with the squad, don't make me throw it up. She by my side, we gonna fight, that shit is nice. It just don't look like this. If you live in carefree, then you probably don't look like us. Damn, nigga, let me cook right quick. On the beach, couple niggas, we was cool, and it's just about dust. Shawty never smoked kush like this. I'm fast, music playing, grinding on me. You know I had to push right back. Reflex, respect, no suspect. Shit came late. Goofy niggas missing sunset. We ain't even give a fuck. Got the backwards, though. Drop those, niggas would've been upset. Only hit it 2 times, cause I know that the paper is more of a speech you can fuck with. And I like that shit. She don't duck shit, but we was cool, and I said we didn't want smoke. So when the cops popped up, those pop smoke niggas proceeded to get on that fuck shit. I'm worried about dying for speaking my mind. They keep on calling it tough shit. They ain't do too much. Just rough shit. Whole time that really is way too much shit. Playing that shit right is some tough shit. And they know just which one to fuck with. It's just some shit we stuck with. We was off the drugs, we was off the drinks, we was off the vibes. Got nothing to hide, I'm with the squad, don't make me throw it up. She by my side, we on a fire, we ride or die. Damn nigga, let me breathe. Damn nigga, let me cook. Damn family, give me space. So quick to shoot, no Devin Book. Look me in my face, can't play it straight. These niggas crooks, they play it hate. I'm on my shit, pull me over, bout my whip. Like how you get it, bitch, I bought it. Took my ticket for the tents. That might not seem too intense, but I ain't with this in 2 months. The first day back, they on some shit. I can't let them steal my joy. See what my niggas is fucking with. Heard the whole squad at the beach. Guessing we'll pull up and shit. We be off the drugs, we be off the drain. We be off the vibes. Got nothing to hide, be with the squad. Don't make me throw it up. By my side, we bona fide, this shit is not. Yeah. We was off the drugs, we was off the drinks, we was off the vibe. Got nothing to hide, I'm with the squad, don't make me throw it up. She by my side, we bona fide, we ride or die. Damn, nigga, let me breathe. Damn, nigga, let me cook. Damn, nigga, give me space. Damn, nigga, let me breathe. Damn, nigga, let me cook. Damn, friendly, give me space. Put the shoe on Devin Book, can't even look in my face.
Fuck Kevin Love, man. Kevin Love.
That motherfucker is showing his ass,
boy. My new shit! I mean, I genuinely, I think we talked about this in the last podcast a little bit, but I genuinely like Kevin Love. Like, I follow him on IG, his life, I like the life he leads. It seems like if I was rich, I'd hope I could live that type of peaceful lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? But
bro, he's all about hooping, bringing awareness to you know depression and anxiety, and taking pictures in like beautiful ass canyons and shit. That's
with
like
his dog.
Brand.
with his dog by his side. Yeah. Bro, like, I mean, like, that's crazy. That's like, he's the right type of famous, right? Like, I don't need to say hi to Kevin Love if I see him, right? And it's not like, you know, I mean, I imagine is he married? I don't know if that's the case.
I don't think so.
I imagine he has, you know, a harem of women he can choose from.
yeah, that motherfucker glowed up. He was a little pudgy ass.
Yeah, he's good looking. At first.
Now he's a goddamn fucking GQ model ass.
Yeah, he's good looking. Good looking white dude. But like, yeah, like, objectively good looking too. I think most people think he's a good looking dude. But so I mean, I think that's the type of famous you want to be, where like people aren't like, you can eat dinner without anybody, like, without like people like staring, or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway, so he lost his shit on the court a little bit with was Colin Sexton, like, Costas was dribbling the air out the fucking ball. Did he want a 2-for-1? Is that what he's trying to get? Like, no, we're down 14.
No. He had Chris Paul was on him, and Colin Sexton was dribbling the fuck out of the ball.
Right.
Fucking mousing the house down low, and you goddamn serving.
Kevin
the fucking rock, bro.
Oh, wait. Kevin Love, that's who he had on his back when he had pin in the fucking paint?
Yeah. You didn't even notice
that. I didn't even notice that.
Because Kevin Love was a whole fucking foot taller than him when he right. When Kevin Love threw his arms up in desperation, CP3 disappeared, bro.
He disappeared in his shadow. Nigga, right. I thought it was like, they're down 14. Get a 2-for-1. It was like, what, 30 seconds on the clock. Like, nigga, you just dribbling the air out the ball. Fuck out of here, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
That I think somebody even broke it down and said the coach was calling. He was being motioned to go set a screen, bro.
So everybody. No, it was a fucking debacle. You know what I'm saying?
That is just, yeah, I'm with Kevin Love. That's inadequacy from all levels of that team right there.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, I completely get it. But he goes up, kisses the ball, swings that bitch, tries to throw it out of bounds and see, like, fuck this shit. Oh, man. But the funniest part is when he got into it with the GM, and the GM was like, I'm going to find you. He was like, go ahead. I got plenty of money. He dragged his nuts.
Let me spend the money that you've given me back.
And y'all owe me for 4 more years. Bitch ass nigga. Like, this was the last year when he said that shit. Bro, that is fucking. Flex, nigga. Flex. Dude, you want a chip. You know what I'm saying? You stop fucking Steph at the top of the key. You know what I mean? You did, bro. You know, I love it. I love it, man. I don't even feel like there's some people. Sometimes it comes off as like asshole shit when somebody's like, "Bitch, I'm balling." You know what I'm saying? Like, he basically threw money in the fucking GM's face. I love it.
I don't care. I have plenty of money, nigga. I would have died.
Imagine being.
Damn, I wish I could have seen that.
Right. I would pay money to see that nigga say that shit. Like, fine, I don't give a fuck about money, bitch. I'm forever rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, money? Please. That's all you got?
I mean, you got to break it down even further, too, bro. Because what he was going off on the GM about how shitty the team was put together, bro. So he's telling the GM, you did a shitty job at your job. And by the way, yes, I'll talk all the shit I want, because one of the things you did in your job was giving me enough money that I can afford to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Gotta love it.
Oh, man, that's beautiful, man. I love it. I love that shit, but that fucking video. I mean, and I think there was another video, the night before when he slammed the fuck. Well, was that the same night? When he walked out to the bench and he slammed the seat. Free Kevin Love, bro. Free that man, you know what I'm saying? Get him out the hooscow, bro. He's fucking struggling over there in Cleveland. Did y'all want to talk football? Is that what y'all want to talk, or do y'all?
Did you watch the games, Tyler?
Yeah, I watched.
That's why I looked on Twitter.com like you watched the games, bro. I this is like my first weekend other than the Niners, like, really tuning into the NFL too. So I was with you on that.
Yeah, I watched everything except for that fucking. Like, I tapped out of that Seahawks Philly game once Wentz went out. I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, life's too short.
Yeah. It was an ugly ass football. Fucking 19-7 at final score. Fuck that. But yeah, shit was wild. You see how the motherfucking how Saints fans are up in arms again and thinking that
man,
the refs
that,
are out
bro.
To get
them.
You see that shit?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, come on, give me a break, dude. That shit was so soft. They're gonna claim that shit. Plus, like it was third and goal. Like your best case scenario was they were about to kick a field goal and you were about to have to try and score for the third time all game or whatever.
Yeah, game's over. I don't want to hear motherfuckers complaining about the rest. Motherfucker, why couldn't Drew Brees outplay Kirk Cousins, motherfucker? That's the question that needs to be asked. That's the question motherfuckers don't want to deal with. You let Kirk Cousins come to your spot and get a dub again, bro. Like what the fuck?
Now, this was what made me feel like the oldest fucking dude in the world. And I understand, like, Tom Brady and Drew Brees have been at it for a combined, like, 70 years or whatever. But Tom Brady couldn't get out of the wild card at home because he couldn't score 21 points. And Drew Brees couldn't get out of the wild card at home because he couldn't score 28. And the quarterbacks they lost to were Ryan Tannehill and Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, it's 2020 like a motherfucker, bro. The 2010 QBs, they runs might be over, dog.
Yeah, bro. Like, the page is turning and it's taking everyone with it.
but look, man, as long as I just want Lamar or Deshaun to get in the Super Bowl, I don't really give a shit who wins the NFC. It will be cool if we got a all black QB Super Bowl with the fucking Seahawks winning that shit. But either way, I don't give a fuck who comes out the NFC, but I definitely want fucking Lamar or Deshaun to come out the AFC.
Is Mahomes on the radar? He's only half on the radar.
I feel like Mahomes is going to be so long, but I feel like this is a year that it needs to happen for like Lamar or Deshaun. I'm not saying that those guys are but windows are very, very fucking, you know, they close quick in the NFL.
I mean, I think especially for Lamar, like, he's had such an amazing season, but, like, windows close especially quick when you're doing something that people haven't figured out how to stop, I feel like. You know what I mean? It's just, like, people are going to throw all kinds of dirty shit at that dude next year or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you're 14-2. You've got to go get it this year before it catches up to you like it did to everyone else in the history of the league that starts at that. Has a year like that and then comes back to earth.
Defense is adjusting. I'm not at all saying fucking, you know, Lamar is a one-trick pony. He can pick you apart from the pocket too. But, you know, I feel like they're going to take away that the dude threat of what he does in years to come. And, you know, I feel like this is a very special season that we might not see from him again.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it has nothing to do with the fact that he runs the ball sometimes. It's, I mean, that happened to Matt Ryan. It happened to the look at the Rams last year to this year. They don't even make the playoffs this year. Last year, it was like they scored 1,000 points or whatever, you know?
Yeah, motherfuckers get figured out quick in the NFL, man.
Not me.
I am the smart man, always sees it coming.
I'm just glad because this is the craziest thing about the NFL. You're Lamar Jackson, and some genius level dude is sitting in an office right now thinking about next year already, trying to find ways to throw 300-pound dudes at your knees. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, dude. People don't understand how crazy the NFL is. I'm very happy that I'm not anywhere near that shit. Because these people, they put 1,000 hours of prep in for one fucking game every week. You know what I mean?
It's a bunch of 55-year-old men in the dark eating 30 pizzas in 20 days. That's what the NFL is about, bro.
It's the reckoning, bro.
Y'all want to talk Gina Rodriguez? Y'all, are we going to talk?
Hey, Black History spokeswoman Gina Rodriguez.
Hey, Mike, please read the write up you sent to the group chat about like how you know what she's willing to do.
Give me a second to bring it up. So this was a press release sent out by. I got to look it up because some people were deleting it. I think because they felt bad about. Talking shit about a high school, I don't fucking know. But I'm trying to find the.
What,
the
they weren't
release.
Really talking shit about the high school, though, were they? They
no,
were talking shit about her.
Like the dude that I retweeted deleted it, so I'm trying to find out if someone else posted a screenshot of it. But basically, the LAUSD sent out a press release to a bunch of media contacts and said Gina Rodriguez is going to speak at the Los Angeles Unified School District. At different high schools for Black History Month, pointed out that her father is African American, and I believe
debatable. Debatable. Like I said, that nigga get slapped, get the fire slapped out his ass for saying nigga. So I don't know, man.
I believe
the cops ain't gonna treat him like a nigga, so he ain't a nigga.
I believe the line that like really was catching everyone's attention was that she would pose for selfies with African American students.
Dog, I mean that's just so blatant. Help me. I'm fucking up. I'm trying to change how people see me. You know what I mean? Like, how ridiculous is that? And then you said, like, some like this is somebody sent this out that's supposed to be helping her. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is actually adding, you know what I'm saying, to the issues that she has with the black community, bro? Like,
And the thing is, she has very much, you know, made it clear that she identifies as Latina more than anything, which is her right.
That's
you know,
fine.
Yeah, if that's how you want to. But you can't keep inserting yourself in black people shit when you've said that you really, you know, like that clip I sent y'all when she silenced, you know, the Yahiri girl during that interview. You know,
you're an amazing example for black girl, or a lot of black girls are looking up to you. And she said,
women in general.
Women in general, no, motherfucker.
But nah, like, motherfucker, we ain't talking about that. You're right.
The interviewer like, told this yeah, black woman but, that black women yeah. look up to her, and yo ass like, oh, you all lives mattered. A black woman being looked up to by other black women. Like, but yeah, like I wouldn't try to fucking speak on like, you know, a Latino Heritage Month or some shit. Like, you don't, everything doesn't have to be for you, man. Let people have their own shit, bro.
This is the thing with me. If you have to say in the statement, my father's black, because people don't associate you with blackness, chill out, bro. We don't need you to speak. About, you know, Black History Month.
Line, it was a tough line in the press release. It said, Rodriguez, comma, whose father is black, comma.
Right. Right. That's we good on that, man.
That's like, I know you're wondering why she's here, but her dad is black. Here, right. Listen, just hear us out for a second.
It's like acknowledged in the press release that people are going to be wondering why the fuck is she doing that.
Right. But it was funny when you looked up the father, because I was like, oh, her father's black? Well, I'll laugh about this with my lady. Like, I'm like, it's really funny that if you were to have kids with me, you'd be the only person in the house that couldn't say nigga. We'd be nigga, and you'd just be like, at the kitchen table, nigga, and she'd just be at the motherfucker like, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's hilarious. But because if you got a parent that's black, you can say nigga to me, you know? That's the rules in general, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. I know mixed kids that say nigga and nobody gives a fuck, you know what I'm saying? But like,
yeah, like, bro, fucking Drake looks like he could be a Baldwin brother. Like, right. That motherfucker looks like a 34-year-old Alec Baldwin. But you got a black pops. You can say it, bro.
Right.
Those are the rules. Is that
right?
Simple.
Right. But this is the thing. We have to, maybe we, we need to write a fucking, our own, like, write up on who can say nigga. Because maybe if your dad is mixed, can you say nigga? You know what I'm saying? Because, okay, listen to this. Because her dad, he may have nigga in him, but he ain't. How do I say this?
Your dad might need, one of your parents might need to really be a nigga for you to say nigga.
Right,
because,
right,
like,
right.
Drake's pops is a motherfucking, a soul artist from Memphis. Nigga. That nigga is a nigga.
Is a nigga. You know what I'm saying? So he can say nigga. Right? But her dad... Right, like, Her dad looks like
the Mambo number 5 motherfucker. You
right, right, right. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker. That ain't. If I see that nigga, I don't see nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. People trip off. People trip off. Kehlani saying nigga. I saw her dad. Her dad might be mixed. Her dad had the straight back braids, though. That's a nigga. You know what I'm saying? that her dad was a nigga. So I don't, I'm not mad, but I get if you don't, you know, if you mad, but like, to me, your dad might gotta be a nigga for you to say nigga. when Mike first pointed out, I said, her dad was black. I said, well, what's the big deal? You know? And then you told me about her saying some anti-black shit, or just not necessarily anti-black, but you know, diminishing,
the silencing that shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then I was like, but her dad's a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I saw the nigga. I'm like, oh, there's the problem. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, you can't say that. You know what I mean? So we might be crossing a line here. But I don't know, man. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Us as niggas, we can't speak on niggas.
Right. We can. Damn. What? Nigga privilege. Not black privilege, nigga privilege. Anyway, did we talk about
you break it up a little bit.
Tyler, you break it up.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead. Your shit was like, you sounded like,
like the teacher on Charlie Brown.
Yes. Am I tripping?
No. It's breaking up for me too. I can't really hear it.
Okay. Go ahead. What were you saying, Tyler?
I was just saying, to bring it full circle to Gina Rodriguez.
Tyler, your shit is. God damn, Tyler. God damn, we almost done, nigga. God damn! We almost made it, my niggas. Say this last shit. Let's run up off this motherfucker before he really go left. What you have to say?
Can you hear me now? Or am I
perfect? Perfect. That is beautiful. Okay. That's my nigga. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So I was gonna say, for the 16th time, to bring it full circle. I think, you know, people should speak on experiences that they have lived. And we are niggas who can say niggas, speaking on who can say nigga. And Gina Rodriguez hasn't been living life as a black person, so I don't think she gets to, you know, speak on this shit.
And there it is. That's the Jeans and Joe podcast. This is a freebie. you guys, it's been fun. I love talking to you guys, man. Damn, y'all are all, we be laughing this shit, man. This shit fun, man. I can look forward to this every week, even though
this is a big week. We're getting a special delivery from Tyler this week. We're gonna have a line. Next episode is gonna be about next week, bro.
We get what? Is it smoke pork shoulder, nigga? Is that what
I'm
we on?
I'm cooking that motherfucker. Yep, I'm cooking that motherfucker tomorrow morning. Y'all had that. I'm FedExing it tomorrow afternoon when it's done. Y'all had that shit on Tuesday.
Hey, but trip off this though. Tyler's cooking it tomorrow morning on Monday. Boy, you live a blessed life, nigga. You getting that cooking on Monday? Hey, working from home.
That work from home life, bro.
Boy, shit. Every day's the weekend, nigga. Shit.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'ma holler at y'all boys.
All right,
man.
Yeah.
Zombie. wasn't me. She's not coming.